from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Callagher. Morning.
Very, very good morning.
I'll let
morning,
you deliver the very good news on this this dairy auction this morning.
I reckon. State of play of one of the recent rock stars in the New Zealand economy. 2.3% lift in the global dairy trade price index. That is a good result, Mike. This is actually the best index result from a point of view of looking at the price index from a global dairy trade auction since March, so yeah, in 5 months. Now, we were a bit worried, weren't we, because sort of prices had been softening, but last night, big lift in those key commodities. Look, it is a bit of a story of sort of diverging outcomes. Milk fat, anhydrous milk fat, fell 6%. Butter was down 2%. Butter milk powder down 3.5%. But it's those key commodities are where the price action is. And somebody somewhere wanted a bucket load of skim milk powder, because skim milk powder was up a stonking 7.6%, a 3% lift in whole milk powder. You sort of look at that skim milk powder. It was really strong back in 2022. We saw strong price action from December last year through to May. Then it weakened off. We're almost back to those sort of May peaks. Whole milk powder, still weaker than 2025 levels, but also recovering. All in all, I would say happy days. Now, we did get a bit of a hint of this in the Global Dairy Trade Pulse auction last week. So it's good to see that following through into the big auction. So I would say at this stage, relax on the farm gate milk price. I don't think there's going to be no issues there from this auction. That's
actually
for sure.
Right. Two things from Mercury. One, do people get angsty about the amount of money they're making? And two, how much of the money they're making is just about the fact it rained?
Yep. So, look, we're coming to results at the moment coming out here in Australia. And given that we've got this cost of living issue that's going to be a likely key election platform, I think there's more attention than usual on the results from power companies and, you know, power-related companies. So up to the plate most recently, yesterday was Mercury. Certainly, I'd say across the sector, 2026 year looking better than the 2025 financial year. And as you say, a lot of that's to do with weather. So Mercury result was a goodie, strong performance, big lift in operating earnings. At the same time, the other thing you've got to recognise here, they also posted record reinvestment back into new and existing generation assets to the tune of over $700 million. So yeah, earnings reported at $1.068 billion. That and profit were a big lift on the previous year, but the previous year was affected by low hydro, dry year conditions. This year they got strong hydro generation, lower operating costs. They also got a boost from their renewable generation. It was slightly ahead of previous guidance, which is good. Just quickly looking at that reinvestment, because there's a little story there as well. Amongst other things they're doing, they're also building this big wind farm west of Dunedin called Puke Kapu Hoe. It will help with the growing South Island demand, and a big part of that picture is the data centre in Invercargill, developed by Datagrid. Point of interest, Mercury actually have a stake in Datagrid. They're also going to supply it with a little bit of power. Look, the share price did have a wee pop higher, but yes, some of these results are just straight hydrological issues.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what about this long money? What are we thinking here? Is the big bubble going to pop?
Yeah, well, it's one of these topics which nobody really cares about until it's punching you in the nose. So look, it's long-term interest rates. Big topic, quiet trend, has big implications. So the US 30-year, we've talked about this before. Look, it's hit 5.3%. Overnight, it's come back a tiny little bit, 5.28. But if I look at that historical trend, it's hardly spent any time above 5.3% since the early 2000s. You've had the odd spike. But what we're seeing here is a 20 to 25-year phenomenon. And it has big implications, you know, not just the 30-year, but all long interest rates. High interest rates, high long bond interest, they weaken share price valuations. It's negative for the pricing of asset classes like infrastructure. It's a headwind for share markets. It's sending us a real signal about concerns for US fiscal sustainability. It hits any sectors with sort of leverage, things like commercial real estate. I would say, Mike, it's not just the US. This is a global theme. Yeah. You can see it in Japan as well. Their longer rates have gone up a lot. French rates there at 18-year highs, slow moving, but an important theme. And I'll give very quickly, quick example. Just look at the New Zealand government. Back in the early 2000s, we were issuing bonds at extreme extremely low levels. Now, there's about $15 billion maturing in 2028. That was issued at 0.25%. If you had to do that now, it would be between sort of 4 to 5% higher. That's hundreds of millions of dollars extra in interest, and you just turbocharge that issue when we look at the US, who are refinancing at much higher rates. The good news, Mike, though, is inflation is moderating. That will have an impact, but we need some resolution in the Middle East. We need lower oil prices. This thing ain't going away.
Right, numbers, please.
A little bit weaker, US share markets overnight. The Dow Jones is down 72 points, 53,384. That's 0.14%. Slightly bigger fall on the S&P 500, 0.62% fall there, 7,696. And an even bigger fall on the NASDAQ, down 319 points, 1.2%, 26,324. Small move in the FTSE 100 overnight, up 8 points, 10,728. The Nikkei lost 2.5%. Big move there, 67,460, 8 points up on the Shanghai Composite. The ASX 200 fell 3 points, 9070. We had a good move yesterday, big bounce back in A2, broker upgrades there, up over 1%, the NZX 50, 144 points, 13,866. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.5872, 0.8288 against the Aussie, 0.5074 euro, 0.4339 against the pound, 93.72 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,353, and Brent crude, $91.18.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Keller, Shaw and Partners.